Hamilton's home for alternative. Only on Indy 101.5 CIOI.
Attack of the Radioactive Hamsters from a Planet Near Mars. I think that's, is that the name?
You got it. You got it. And you're listening to Cuckoo really Bananas Variety Hour on this beautiful morning. And what's the theme for our show today, Rowan?
Soundtrack, right?
Yeah. We're going to talk about music from soundtracks. Now, when you think of soundtrack music, you probably think of movie music, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think it is. Yeah, I think soundtrack. Yeah.
But we're going to explore like lots of different kinds of soundtrack music, too. But let's start with some movie soundtrack music. And the song that inspired this whole idea about having a soundtrack show is going to be our next song. We got this movie out of the library the other day, not really knowing what it was, but it was a movie called Hanuman. And did you like the movie, Ron?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right? Yeah, it was cool.
Very gory, though.
A little bit gory at the end, yeah.
There gory was, cartoon.
It was a story from Hindu religion about the son of a monkey prince who is the incarnation of a god. But this is, according to the cover of this movie, this DVD, it's the first 2D animation movie to come out of India. And it turns out it had a very catchy song in it.
Yeah. After listening to it like a million times, it was sort of catchy. Because there's the, you know, those songs where it just shows like small clips of the movie, like during your, like on a DVD.
Yeah, that's right. It was playing in a loop in the menu of the DVD.
Yeah.
So Rowan heard it about 30 times, and then he was hooked.
Probably about 40.
40, you think? Hmm.
But I gotta admit, it's sort of catchy.
It's pretty catchy, and it's got a kid singing, which we always enjoy. So, without further ado, let's hear this song from the movie Hanuman.
But it has a clip from the part in the movie. Right?
There's arms getting cut off and heads.
That's the gory part we were referring to earlier, yes. But it was a monster, so. And so this song is called Akdam Bakdam by Shravan. And you're only going to hear it here on the Cuckoo Bananas
Variety Hour. And you can hear it on the DVD also.
Yeah. Go watch the movie.
Not the best.
Oh, my sweet baby.
I saw my baby cry before the could I do? My biggest fun has gone.
Jump, magic, jump on me. Slap that baby, make it free.
title song from The NeverEnding Story. A great
That's
film.
That's stuck in your head pretty easily.
Yep. That'll be stuck in your head for the next week. And then what did we hear before that, Rowan?
We heard Akdam Bakdam, I think.
No, we heard this.
Oh, yeah. We heard Labyrinth. Babe with the Power, I think, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. It's number three.
Number three. Into the Labyrinth.
Sorry. Number
Magic
four.
Magic Dance.
Magic Dance. Dance, magic dance. And Ollie, what do you remember about this movie, Labyrinth? Because we watched it a while back.
There's lots of monsters in it.
There's lots of creatures in it, yeah.
And it just keeps going straight, but there's actually secret passages that do, go places. It looks like it just keeps going straight,
mm-hmm.
but there's actually secret passages that are disguised with the wall.
Yeah, do you remember that part? When they first go into the labyrinth, a little snail comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And they realize that nothing is as it seems. Because they can slide between the bricks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool part.
And she fell into a pit of hands.
Oh, that's the part you remember the most?
Yeah, it's like, do you want to go up or do you want to go down?
Yeah, and all the hands make faces so they can talk, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very cool. So yeah, Jim Henson was the guy who made all the puppets and the monsters in that movie. And he kind of made it big doing Sesame Street, or The Muppet Show. And he made a lot of great movies. And David Bowie sang that song for the soundtrack to Labyrinth. So far we've been talking about movie soundtracks. But movies aren't the only things with soundtracks.
Video games.
Video games have soundtracks.
Wait, did I guess the next song? Shows.
Yeah.
Shows.
Oh.
And TV shows, that's right. We're going to get to some TV shows, soundtrack music.
Like old TV later. Shows or new ones.
A nice mix.
I'm tired.
I can hear it. Let's listen to some video game music in the next segment. We, of course, have more movie music to play too, but
yeah,
we'll get to that in a little bit. What are we going to hear? Well, I discovered this fellow named Callum Bowen, who is a video game composer. So he makes music for video games. And he is, in my opinion, he's a genius. All the music he makes sounds pretty amazing to me. And he did the music soundtrack for a game called Lovely Planet 2. And he also did Lovely Planet 1. So we're going to hear the song.
Can we watch a video of it later?
Sure.
Because I want to see the gameplay.
Of Lovely Planet 2?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or can we play it?
Maybe. I think mainly he does app games. But you know what? I've never actually played any of his games that he's scored for.
Is that the one that we saw before?
No, the same guy, but this is a different game.
No, but the one with the ball guy with legs.
Yeah, that's a different game.
Did he make it? The music?
That's right. He made the music for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
For both. Nice.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
He's very good. Yeah. And you'll hear that in this song. We're also going to hear a track from a guy from Guelph who makes video game music by the name of Jim Guthrie.
Maybe he's Cam Guthrie's brother.
You know, I never thought of it.
Many possibilities.
True, there's a lot of Guthries around. He made the music for a game called Sword and Sorcery that everybody seems to love.
Could you see a video of that too?
Sure. Yeah, I've watched it. I've never played this one either, but I've watched the gameplay of it. It looks very cool. And a lot of people love this soundtrack. And so we're going to hear the track Lone Star from Sword and Sorcery, The Ballad of the Space Babies.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then, speaking of babies, we've got a lot of baby songs. Just noticed.
We do?
Yeah, well, because we had Magic Dance, which is all about the baby.
Yeah, they got stolen.
Yeah.
His sister didn't really like him, so...
That's right. At the beginning, at the beginning of Labyrinth, she wishes that her baby brother was gone. And then the goblins come and take him away. And she has to go save the baby.
He's like, I do want a baby brother, but it's sort of annoying.
Yeah, she felt sad as soon as she said it. And so she had to go back and rescue the baby. Because she loved her baby brother.
And not hate them. Well, I guess she hated them.
No.
For a second.
For a second, she was angry. But she loved him.
And she was also hangry.
Was she?
She was hangry?
Because remember, she ate the crab?
No, I don't remember that part.
Oh.
Remember, Ollie, we were saying hangry means hungry because you're angry?
What about hustrated?
I mean, angry because you're hungry.
Well, it means hustrated.
Frustrated,
but hungry. Hustrated.
Are we talking too much? Go on our Facebook page and let us know. Cuckoo bananas.
Please say yes.
So we're going to hear a song. Let's start with this song. It's called Baby Baby.
Be.
From the soundtrack to a video game called Jamalami. And you'll hear Parappa the Rappa rapping on this one. He makes an appearance on this video game. And on this particular level, he has to rap along to the song so that the babies fall asleep. So you're going to hear some angry babies. And you're going to hear Parappa rapping.
You're also hangry?
Okay. Enough with the hangry.
Hangry.
Put these kids to sleep, will ya?
That was April City from Lovely Planet 2, April Sky's original soundtrack, and by Callum Bowen.
Mm-hmm.
And Swords and Sorcery by Jim Guthrie, Lone Star. I really like it. It's really good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
I have two more.
I'm excited to watch the gameplay.
Mm-hmm. Let's check it out. Yeah, so that was some video game soundtrack music. Now, we haven't listened to any TV yet, right?
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of TV music here.
I'm not looking very forward to it.
No?
Nah.
Oh.
I'm more excited about the video game.
Well, how about I let you choose some?
Okay. Bring them over to me.
Which, I've got some cartoon theme songs here. And I'll let Rowan choose one from there. And I selfishly want to play one of my favorite composers for television. A guy named Ed Kalehoff, who maybe you've never heard of him, but you have heard of his music if you've ever watched the TV show Price is Right. You remember that show, Ollie?
Mm-hmm.
Price is Right?
Come over here.
Well, could we do two?
Yep, I do.
Yeah? What do you remember about it? Price is Right. One thing that always happens on the Price is Right.
You spin a big wheel.
You spin a big wheel, that's true, yeah.
And try to win money.
And you try to get to $1, right?
Yeah. And then you win like $1,000.
But everybody freaks out whenever there's a car that you can win.
Yeah.
On Price is Right for some reason. I guess because cars cost a lot of money.
And you can, like, just win it free. Or not win it.
Yeah. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. So we're going to hear Ed Kalehoff's car music. So whenever, in the olden days, in the golden age of Price is Right, whenever a car opened up, they would play this music to get everybody really excited. So we'll play the car music from 1972 by Ed Kalehoff. What did you choose, Ron, for yours?
Sailor Moon.
Oh, interesting. The Sailor Moon theme song. That's a great one. Very catchy, too. And that's a Japanese cartoon. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's listen to, after that, we'll hear another Japanese TV theme song. It's the opening theme for Kikator Android, which is one of those shows where a giant robot fights giant monsters.
Oh, yeah. Seen that video?
You've seen that?
Oh, it's a music video.
There's a video of, like, this crayfish monster, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
And a giant robot that came from Mars to Earth.
That's not it.
Okay. It sounds the same, though. Sounds like what I'm talking about. The most famous example of this kind of TV show is Ultraman. But there was lots that came out. And so this one is just a different version of the Ultraman idea. And I guess the modern version of that is, what would you say, Ron? Can you think of a TV show right now that is kind of like that?
Well, Power Rangers, because they just get, the bad guys get really big when they die.
Right.
I don't really watch that.
I was thinking of Power Rangers, yeah. Rubber suits. The fun part about those shows is how creative all the creatures look, right?
Yeah, how horrible it is. It's like, they always had, like, flames and stuff, but I really don't like that the flames don't move or anything.
Okay.
It's just like plastic flames. It really disturbs me.
Well, I'll agree with you that the stories are not very interesting usually.
Yeah.
It's
like just the same thing.
Yeah. They have a little story at the beginning, then a bad guy shows up, then there's a long fight, and then the good guys win, and the bad guy goes off somewhere.
Then gets big, and then... Yeah. It's the same every time.
It's kind of the same every time, yeah. It'd be very fun just to see a bunch of the costumes. Thanks, Ollie. So let's listen to the...
That was a fire sound, yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it. Let's listen to the car music from The Price is Right, courtesy of Ed Kalehoff, on this soundtrack edition of...
Cuckoo Bananas.
Yeah, Cuckoo Bananas.
Cuckoo Bananas.
What he said.
You can't hide from me. One, two, three. laugh or scream just when you don't want to. They'll make you slip and make you trip, and pretty soon they've got you.
One, two, three. You can't hide from me. One, two, three. Just you wait and see. One, two, three. You can't hide from me.
No matter what you do, I'm gonna find you.
One, two, three. You can't hide from me.
All right, Rowan, what did we hear there?
One, two, three from the Groovy Ghoulies.
Yeah, do you remember that show?
Yeah.
What do you remember about the Groovy Ghoulies, Ollie?
I don't remember watching it.
No?
So.
Hmm.
Frankenstein would always be like, I needed that.
Yep. And, there's Frankie, and there's Drac, and then there's the Wolfman. And I think it's the Wolfman who has, like, the hot rod car, right? He's always driving around, crashing through walls, and the Drac always turns into a bat, and then, like, hits the brick wall of the castle. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it's an old TV show, an old cartoon, but it had a really great soundtrack. In the 60s, a lot of cartoons had a song in the middle of them, like a full song, which is really great. So that means there's a lot of great cartoon music from 60s cartoons. And that's just one example. And, okay.
Oh, no, Chappie. Stop singing it.
You got it, folks. This guy, François de Roubaix, is one of my favorite composers. And he did a lot of music for French television and for French movies. And all of his soundtracks are really amazing. And one thing that's interesting about him is he would use lots of different kinds of instruments for his songs. And actually, this song is a good example of that. It's the longer version of the theme song for a kid's show called Chappie Chapeau. And do you remember what this looks like, Rowan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're really demented.
Well, it's kind of for young kids. And it's stop motion. Two little characters with giant hats.
That have little beady eyes.
Yeah. And what's hat?
Walk around.
What's hat in French, Ollie?
Chapeau.
Chappie chapeau.
And they live in a world that's full of blocks, and
they
so
do.
They usually move the blocks around to build stuff. And they don't really talk; they kind of just make like chirping noises. So it's kind of a show for toddlers, but it's really fun.
Because they don't know how to talk, toddlers.
Yeah.
He probably made it so like toddlers could understand it.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of TV shows for babies and toddlers, they don't have talking, right?
Yeah, they don't have that much talking.
Which is interesting because babies do understand a lot.
Yeah.
So we'll hear François de Roubaix's theme song for Chappie Chapeau. And so this can be like our legendary segment because there's also another legend named Piero Umiliani, who's an Italian composer of films and television. And you guys know one of his songs.
What?
It goes like this. Mana, mana.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. We're going to hear another one of his. It's actually got the mana, mana in it, but it's like the country version. Well, you'll hear it. It's called Mana Cowboy.
Mana Cowboy. Manakaba.
And then, you know, you know who else is a legend of movie soundtracks? A guy named Danny Elfman.
Oh.
And you know a lot of his movies.
Like
he did
what?
The movie for the music for this.
Oh, Edward Scissorhands?
Edward Scissorhands, yeah. He did the music for Beetlejuice. He did the music for...
I love that movie.
Gremlins.
Oh, I like that movie.
He did. He's probably done over 100 movie scores.
Wow.
He's probably one of the most famous American soundtrack makers.
Is there any Canadian ones?
Wow. Oh, that's a great question.
Because why they all have to be American?
Well, no, we're going to hear a French one from France. We're going to hear an Italian one. And then we're going to hear an American one. And I'll think about that Canadian idea, because I'm sure there is.
America.
Africa invented rock and roll.
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun fact. They also invented the blues.
So we're going to hear Francois de Roubaix, then we're going to hear Piero Umiliani, and then we're going to hear some music from Edward Scissorhands. Okay. Oh my gosh, we only got 5 minutes left.
Okay. Just go. Pasha, pasho, piti po, pasho, pasha, piti pa, piri, piti, haba, da, di, da.
This is Indie 101.5 CIOI.